This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And because it is Friday at 10 o'clock, we've got KMOX's own Scott Jagow. You hear him Total Information AM weekend, must listen radio. And he is a real trooper this morning. In the studio, bandaged up.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm in a surgical sling, which I've never been in before. I had a rotator cuff repair and bicep surgery, and it's incredibly painful. It's hurting
Wait, I
me
forgot
right
what,
now.
What happened to you? Like, why did you? What did you?
What happened
was your
to
injury?
Me? That's a long story.
What was your injury?
No, seriously, I had some. I think there was some tendonitis in there because I could feel my shoulder. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. But then in March, remember that ice storm we had?
Yeah, you fell
really bad.
That's right.
And the stairs,
right.
And they have those gumballs. It was a combination of gumballs.
Gumballs
and ice, and I slid down the stairs into a stone wall.
Oh.
And that tore my rotator cuff.
How many stairs did you slide down?
I don't know. There's probably about 10 or 12.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't go all the way down.
Damn,
it didn't matter. It didn't matter because I slammed into a wall. That's what tore the rotator cuff. So I did physical therapy over the summer, which is great. I'm a big fan of physical therapy. It works, strengthens your muscles around the problem,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't solve the problem.
That's right.
The only way to solve the problem is surgery, unfortunately. And I had it about 9 days ago, and I'm doing the best I can, but it's very painful. Everyone told me it would be. I didn't know the level and the consistency of the pain would be as bad as it is, but I just heard about somebody who's right now going through a neck surgery where they can't move for 3 months.
Oh.
So I'm like, perspective. I try not to complain about these kinds of things. I have a big pain tolerance, but it still is. That's what I'm saying.
If if this might make you feel better, my pinky hurts a little bit because I think I bent it backwards.
Oh, you poor thing.
I mean, it's fine, but it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
Does that help?
No, it does not help at all.
I was going to say.
Because we're all going through something, Scott.
I know. I was going to say, I have a new paper cut on my pinky.
I see that.
This is not helping at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how bad a paper cut has to be to see it from across the
table?
You
want me to get you something? I can get you.
All right, guys.
You want some Advil?
But no, how long is this surgery?
How long did it take?
Yeah.
About an hour and 15 minutes, probably.
Did you do it yourself?
No,
I did. I did it all by myself. Okay. I'm very proud of myself.
You did great.
But so you're out. It's outpatient.
Yeah.
Surgery.
I was out the same day.
Yeah.
And these guys are amazing. I want to give a hat tip to the people who do this on a regular basis mm-hmm. as a profession. I went to Mercy and I have not had any issues with them. I think they're really good. You know, if you go on Google reviews or whatever, is there a hospital or healthcare facility that has more than 2.1 stars?
Right.
They all have bad reviews because something happened one time to somebody and, you know, so I don't read those things.
Google reviews hospitals. Is that what people do?
Yeah. Yes.
For hospital, that's like the last place I'd go to.
Here's what I will say, though, to Scott's point about outpatient surgery, and I feel funny saying this because I've never had surgery, but just from my experience picking people up, helping people who have, outpatient surgery always feels like it really shouldn't be. They kind of send you home.
Yeah, they want you the hell out of there. Well, insurance wants you out of there.
And sometimes I've seen some people where I'm like, should I be picking you up right now? You look like you should stay here. Did it feel like that? Did you feel like, I shouldn't go home right now?
Well, obviously, you have to have a ride because I was under for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And, you know, my girlfriend took me home and it was fine. I didn't feel like I needed to stay in the hospital. I didn't want to be there any longer, honestly, because I got there at 12:30 and the surgery was supposed to take place at 2:15. But, you know, surgeries, they have four or five in a row and one of them took longer. So I sat in a hospital bed from 12:30 to 4:30 before I actually had the surgery. And the funny thing is, and again, this is like it's like an assembly line sort of surgery, surgery, surgery for this guy, Dr. Robert Dorr. Hat tip to him as well. But anyway, they put you under like instantaneously. You get wheeled in to, and there's the the round hospital lights, and it's like a TV show or something. And they're you're on a comfortable gurney with the rails. And then they're like, we need to put you on this little table, which looks like one of those carts that they push around, in like a catering cart.
Yeah, the catering
cart. That's
right,
what they put you on. And I was like, I'm going on that?
Yeah.
And they're like, yep. And then
that's where your body goes too.
As soon as they put you on it.
Your corpse, I mean.
The guy goes, have a nice sleep.
Oh.
That's it.
That's ominous.
Yeah, it's weird.
I have to tell you that one of my, and the last time I had it happen, I think, was wisdom teeth, but that feeling of like I get very, very, very anxious about being put under.
Sure.
I just don't like it, and I feel like it's not going to work, but then it does.
Yeah,
they got to give me the gas first, and then they do the injections or whatever. But I have like really bad anxiety about. And some people love it. Some people have no problem whatsoever. Yeah, give me the drugs.
I
give
know
me
people
the...
that look forward to colonoscopy because it's the Michael Jackson drugs.
So like the 5 seconds before you go under,
nervous.
That's what, you know, I don't even, this time the drugs are so significant for a surgery, you know, not like a procedure.
Yeah.
I have those. It's instant. I just don't even remember. They just say, have a nice sleep.
Yeah.
I woke up at 6 o'clock.
Ugh, gosh.
I know we got to move on, but like this also blows my mind because I was older before I knew. It makes sense. But you know, they don't put women under for C-sections. It's just like they're totally awake, but it's local, and they just hold a sheet up. And I'm like that, and I've had friends describe like, it's, you know, you can feel pressure, but that blows my mind.
That's why I don't complain about what I'm going through.
Well, but have you seen Amy's hangnail?
It's not a hangnail, it's a paper cut.
A paper cut, yes. Yeah. So you were roaming St. Louis, and I got to hear the beginning of your segment on Total Information AM today. Was it the Arepa place?
Arepa.
Arepa?
Careful with that one.
No. Isn't
the amazing Arepa bar.
A-R-E-P-A.
Yes.
Is it not spelled Arepa? Or not pronounced Arepa?
I think it's pronounced Arepa.
Well, the E in...
That's how
in,
they...
The E in Spanish is like is
she did
an
not
a.
say Arepa. I'm
just tell. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever it is, that's the name of the place. It's real right. close to here.
Yeah, it's a walking distance.
Yeah.
Amy's over here. Like, what the hell is going on? It's really good. I actually got to eat a lot of the food. It's delicious. It's Venezuelan food, by the
awesome.
Way.
Awesome. I've been there once. It's
okay.
really good.
You've been there. All right. Highly recommend it. They had this one dish where you dip it into two different sauces. One of them is like a cilantro garlic sauce, savory, and then the other one, straight up chocolate. So inside this little roll is cheese and guava.
Okay.
And you can do either the savory dip or the chocolate. Chocolate, cheese, and guava. I couldn't believe it. I spilled it all over my shirt, but it was very good.
It sounds delicious.
When did you go?
This week.
Yeah, okay.
Where is it located?
It's like two blocks away 14th on 14th.
14th and Washington, yeah.
It's not on Washington. It's around the corner. Mm-hmm. The building that's on Washington. There's close. There's a burger place on Washington. It's around the corner from it. Really, really good.
You spoke with the owner.
I did.
Yeah.
The co-owner.
And got her story.
Yeah.
I was listening to Total Information AM, and I only heard half of it before I had to get out of the car.
She's Myra Pacheco is her name. Mm-hmm. And her sister, who has actually just had surgery, I believe, they run the place. And I highly recommend checking it out. Nice. Venezuelan food is very interesting and it's tasty. And yeah,
downtown. Big fan of that place.
Good place for lunch.
You got three good things for us?
I'm going to have three good things. I'm still working on it.
Is one of them mainly, pain drugs that you're on?
It might be. Yeah, those are hit and miss. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't do a whole lot.
Do they give you something more than like just the over-the-counter stuff? Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long do you get that?
I don't know. I'm running out and the pain is still significant. Yeah. So I'm going to check in with my doctor today.
Anesthesia is a big
I'm not worried about being addicted to it. I don't really like it, but it does help me sleep. That's the main thing. Sleeping is the crucial thing here. I've actually been able to sleep, and a lot of people don't have that ability.
Right.
And so that's been a blessing because without sleep right now, I would be like an axe murderer or something.
Oh, well, that's...
Don't do that. Yeah. Not with one arm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'd be a one-arm axe murderer. One-armed axe murderer.
It would be easy to spot, to identify. The sketch. Yeah. The sketch of you would be super easy.
Well, he had his arm up like this. Yeah. He had one arm. He was missing an arm. But you would find that man.
An axe murderer is like, well, you look like you were your own first victim. But do you have to wear a plastic bag while you shower?
No, I take the sling off for that.
Okay.
And dressing.
When people break their arms or have surgery, it's the little daily things that end up being a huge deal. And
exactly.
They're like, oh my gosh.
I would say as long as you can wipe, you're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because that's probably a whole other issue. That is the most.
The drugs cause constipation. A serious form of it, too.
You gotta use a stool softener.
Are you on one of the oxys?
I'm on all kinds. Yeah, I'm on one of the oxys.
Yeah, that's Codone.
OxyClean?
No. Yes, Amy. OxyClean. That's what
anyway,
they give you.
I want to. Before we get. We'll have to take a break. I'm going to have to take a break in a minute anyway. Because I'm about to pass out.
You look a little dizzy.
I'm just a little tired. I'm just tired.
Okay. Do we need to let you go?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I just want to talk about the Buffalo Bills because this weekend is opening weekend and I have my little squeezy ball.
Your little stress ball? In my sling.
Yeah.
It's a stress ball, but it's also good for my, you know, keeping my blood flowing.
Yeah.
So I have that in here. And I also, did you notice my hat?
Yes. It's a great hat.
It is. It was drawn. It was drawn by Josh Allen.
You need less
oxy. I feel like this is going downhill pretty quickly.
Okay. Scott is deteriorating.
I am.
When's your next dose?
This is Scott. This is Scott on drugs.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like to have Scott on for the rest of the show and just see
how
long it takes for him
to go.
Bob is watching on Facebook. He does say prune juice works.
I do. I have.
For the scoots? Yes.
Yeah. No, not for the scoots, for the lack of scoots.
Yeah, to help you get the scoots back.
I've been doing all kinds of stuff. Cherries, prune juice, all kinds of stuff.
Is it working?
Somewhat. But anyway, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I think we should. How much time do you have?
My hat. Josh Allen drew it.
Oh, yeah. Josh Allen drew this hat.
It's a Buffalo Bills logo, but it looks like a 5-year-old drew it, and it looks
like a
potato. We're calling it the potato hat. But I got one this weekend. I'm so excited. We're playing the Ravens Sunday night, and Scott, we will be at the Shamrock Pub. Matt says he might show up.
I'm going to be there. I'll be there.
He's going to be there. He's committed.
Scott, right, welcome. You are welcome for the hat recommendation.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
I'm the one who told you about this.
It is
yes,
true. It's mass produced. He didn't just draw
correct.
A hat.
He drew every hat.
He drew a logo, and the Buffalo Bills are now selling it.
And 100% looks like, I thought it was like a charity for a child. It's pretty rudimentary.
So I need Caleb Williams now to draw the Bears logo so that I can buy that hat.
Did they ask him to draw it from memory?
I don't know. I think he just drew it.
It's very, I like it.
It's adorable.
It's very, very cool.
It's something different.
Yeah.
It's a fun hat.
So who are they losing to this weekend? The Bills?
You don't have to take this.
Get the stress ball out.
Baltimore. They're going to lose to Baltimore.
He's squeezing his stress ball right now because he's so mad at you. And he's
squeezing it.
He's got his little football stress ball that he's squeezing.
Yeah.
Scott, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, you too. You guys got the
Minnesota Vikings on Monday. Monday night football game.
Okay.
Yep.
So you get to lose in front of everybody.
Yeah, so
no, their quarterback sucks. Ours is God.
Oh boy.
Or a God. Not the God.
This is a little too far.
He's gonna be better than Josh Allen, just so you know.
Oh, that's definitely
that's
not true. That is definitely not true.
Caleb will end up being better than Josh Allen.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
MVP, pal. Thank you.
He is the MVP.
Good
Allen
luck.
Is the MVP right
Good luck.
Now. All right.
Good
you
luck
too.
Sunday. We'll see you. Scott Jagow. Listen to Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, all that good stuff Sunday morning.
6:30, 9:30
on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.